Decline and Fall by Evelyn Waugh. "Sent down for indecent behaviour, eh?" said Mr. Levy of Church and Gargoyle, Scholastic Agents. "Well, I don't think we'll say anything about that. In fact, officially, mind, you haven't told me. We call that sort of thing education discontinued for personal reasons. You understand." He picked up the telephone. "Mr. Sampson, have we any education discontinued posts, mail, on hand?" "All right. Now, bring it up, will you? I think," he added, turning again to Paul, "we have just the thing for you." A young man brought a slip of paper. "What about that?" Paul read it.
"Private and confidential notice of vacancy. Augustus Fagan, Esquire, PhD, Llanaber Castle, North Wales, requires immediately junior assistant master to teach classics and English to university standard with subsidiary mathematics, German and French. Experience essential. First-class games essential.
Status of school. School. Salary offered £120, resident post.
Reply promptly but carefully to Dr. Fagan, Esquire, PhD, on envelope, enclosing copies of testimonials and photographs if considered advisable, mentioning that you have heard of the vacancy through us."
"Might have been made for you," said Mr. Levy.
"But I don't know a word of German. I've no experience, I've no testimonials, and I can't play cricket."
"It doesn't do to be too modest," said Mr. Levy. "It's wonderful what one can teach when one tries. Why, only last term we sent a man who had never been in a laboratory in his life as senior science master to one of our leading public schools. He came wanting to do private coaching and music. He's doing very well, I believe. Besides, Dr. Fagan can't expect all that for the salary he's offering. Between ourselves, Llanaber hasn't a good name in the profession. We class schools, you see, into four grades. Leading school, first-rate school, good school, and school. Frankly," said Mr. Levy, "school is pretty bad. I think you'll find it a very suitable post. So far as I know, there are only two other candidates, and one of them's totally deaf, poor fellow."